Hey guys and gals, welcome to Backyard Steakout Presents. I'm your host, James W.
And this is your co-host, Chef Linda.
Here on Spreaker.com.
Hey everybody, this is James W. with Backyard Steakout Presents. And today we have a special guest on here. Just him and me. My co-host still isn't quite back to being on the radio yet. But today we have a fella, Robert Alexander, and we're going to bring him on the show right now and talk a little bit about some pizzas and an ebook of pizzas that he's got together. So, Robert, you there?
Yes, I am. Thanks for having me on, James.
Thank you for being here. Yeah. You say you're from Kentucky or Tennessee? I couldn't remember.
Yeah, I'm from Lexington, Kentucky.
Okay.
But lived down by you for a while, too, in Florida.
Oh, yeah, really? Now, what in the world is somebody from Kentucky doing in the Philippines?
So I have done some work in Asia for the past 4 or 5 years, and some of that work took me to Manila, but then some other places in the Philippines as well. So it's a really, really beautiful country. It's a really nice place to visit. The weather is incredible this time of year, and people are really friendly. It's just it's a great place to visit. So it's not a bad place to spend time for 2 or 3 months out of the year.
Nice. So you're down there for that long, a couple, 3 months?
Yeah, I'm there 3 months in total, and then back to the States.
Wow, that's got to be awesome. I was in the Philippines when I was in the service back in 71, about 72, I think, when I went over to Vietnam, and we stopped at in the Philippines there for, I think, 3 days. I got to look around a little bit, It wasn't really much time to visit, but I enjoyed it. And one of these days, I might get a chance to go back if somebody wants to pay my way. So, yeah. Now, you have an ebook, a 46-page ebook with pizza recipes on it, and it's called Pizza Perfect. Are these pizza recipes your own, or did you just copy it into this recipe book?
We've taken some of these are things that we grew up with. I had someone help me with this, my partner, but it's stuff that we've cooked over time growing up, and then it's other recipes where we've had to borrow some and refine it. So for example, I had not had a great deal of experience making gluten-free dough. But that, that's something that a lot of people are using these days. So it's something where with that, we've borrowed, refined, and tried to make, the best tasting pizza that we can with gluten-free dough.
Right. Yeah, I see on your ebook that you've got the regular dough, you've got the gluten-free dough. And then you went into talking about how to make your own sauces.
Yes, sir. Depending on how much time people want to spend in the kitchen, creating your own sauce can be a very interesting experience, and also just tweaking things. A lot of the people that I know who have experience with a little more, not professional, but some higher level cooking, are very intrigued at so much so many sauces are available on grocery shelves. And so one of the bigger movements from a lot of friends is just make your own sauce. Keep tweaking it, and until you get to a place that you really like.
All right.
So yeah, we got into sauces. We got into just Alfredo and a marinara, just as a two bases. But there are some pesto bases and things like that as you get a little further along in the ebook.
And you have a list of pizzas here, and it's almost it is lunchtime here for me, and I was looking over some of these, the breakfast pizza, Now, that's something that people can actually make for their breakfast. You need 2 pancakes, a pound of breakfast sausage, frozen hash browns, a cup of Mexican three cheese, salt, milk, and black pepper. I mean, how good is that going to be for breakfast, huh? That sounds good.
Yeah, we made a lot of these with a family in mind, and part of the reason why I got into cooking originally was I don't think enough people take time out to just, you know, sit around a dinner table together. And so, yeah, it's a really big family focus on this. And so, yeah, most of these, I'm sorry if you're cooking for one or two, but most of these recipes are made on a 14-inch pizza pan. And so they're not too small.
Oh, right. Yeah, my wife and I order a pizza, we get the 14-inch, but 12 or 14. But anyway, we eat what we can hold, and then we got pizza for the next day. But I don't really like care for a pizza that's been in the refrigerator overnight. But there's only one pizza, and that was a place up in Ohio. And they made, no, that was in Illinois. Yeah, that was in Illinois. And they made a pizza that you could put that in the refrigerator and get up the next morning and eat it for breakfast cold. I mean, it was really good. It was one of the no crust. So, yeah, I mean, it was really good. I used to take some in my lunch to work and just throw it in the microwave for about 15 seconds and just dig into it. But the pizzas you get at the other places, the pizza stores, there's something there that once you put that in a refrigerator, it's kind of chewy or doughy or whatever you want to call it. It just not got the same texture to it as it did when you first got it and it's hot.
Yeah, completely agreed. I think chewy is the exact right word to use for a pizza the next day.
Yeah. Now, all these pizzas, Henry, which one of these would be your favorite?
I'm a huge fan of the buffalo chicken pizza.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that one in there. I mean, the rest of them, you know, like pepperoni and things like that you've got. But that kind of set me off, that barbecue chicken. I don't really care for barbecue on pizza. But, you know, I mean, I've never ate one that was homemade either. So then the vegetarian, veggie pizza, that would sound good for me. That buffalo chicken pizza, it only takes 60 minutes total prep time. And, you know, I used to go to Buffalo Wild Bill, I think it was Buffalo Wild Wings. I don't know if they got any where you're from or not, but they have some real good chicken wings, and if this pizza tastes anything like that, I'm for it. It just sounds good. But now how hard is it to catch them buffaloes to get the wings off of them? Yeah, that's my little joke for today. Oh. Now, how are you doing this with the ebook now? I know you sent me one to review and everything and do all that, but are these on sale or what?
No, we haven't. We're not selling them, or at least not yet. Just wanted to put a product out and just see what kind of feedback came in. I do some of these recipes in slightly different ways. And so, you know, especially when it comes to like making chicken, I'll use some different preparation methods. So I really want to see what people thought about it and just, you know, see where we came out. The reason why I created it is we actually have a very small cast iron company. And so we produce a pizza pan and a regular 12-inch skillet and a griddle. And so, you know, just as kind of as part of the process of, you know, producing cast iron and using it, we started, you know, taking more pictures, coming up with new and different recipes, and just kind of continuing to experiment and see where we got.
And do you Can you just cook these pizzas in a cast iron in your oven, or can you cook them on the outside over fire? I know some people like, you know, put it in maybe a Dutch oven and cook it.
Yeah, so you can. I guess it's the temperature regulation and keeping an eye on it is sometimes a little more difficult when you're doing that. But you can absolutely, you know, you don't have to cook in the oven. All these this entire book was written though, assuming that an oven would be used with just a cast iron pizza pan.
Right. Yeah, a lot of recipes. I've been watching a lot of cast iron cooking out on the trails, fell on YouTube, and they say that two things you want to throw out the window when you start cooking outside on a cast iron. One is the clock, and the other one is the temperature, because it's totally different. You use your hand for the temperature, you know, to see how long you can hold your hand over the coals before it starts to get hot, and then that'll tell you, you know, how many seconds, you know, that tells you how hot the heat is. But then you got to keep an eye on it where if you got coals or wood on top of it and bottom, you have to make sure that you don't have too many on top, and you have to rotate the pot and everything else. So yeah, it would be time consuming. But what are you looking at, you know, when you're cooking it you're cooking it inside for 12 to 15 minutes, 10 to 12 minutes. So really, I mean, there might not be much time difference in that and in the outside cooking.
Yeah, definitely. Part of the reason why you have a little longer on some of this is just the prep, you know, especially if you're putting like a chicken on a pizza, because you're cooking that first. But yeah, the actual baking time really isn't too long. And yeah, 10 to 12 minutes is pretty standard for most of these recipes. And then you have like a rest period. But I mean, like, I don't think it's too much of a difference from cooking outside. I guess the only very, very different thing is that it's just not quite as hands-on. And I mean, I'm sure it's something you've done a lot of cooking outside. That can just be very, very messy and very, very, hands-on and like cautious, keeping an eye on everything. And you're either the savior or the great failure for everybody. I just always, you know, a little more pressure when you're outside.
I would hate to put an hour's worth of work into making it and then 10 minutes of burning it. You know?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'd have a frozen one in the freezer for a backup. That's for sure. Yeah, that sounds. I mean, all these recipes sound good. It's just amazing. All these. Now that one with the chicken, is that one of yours that you've the family has been using, or is that one that you just?
Yeah, we have been using that. I'm not sure if you've used any more of the tech in your cooking. But one of the things that I've been experimenting with a lot over the last year is using a sous vide, like a hot water circulator that helps cook, anything, but especially proteins. And so I've been having a lot of fun getting very, very tender chicken in the sous vide, putting it on a cast iron skillet for, you know, a little bit of time to just get both sides done and like lightly browned, and then you know, cutting and prepping that for the pizza itself.
Right. And that design that you have on this ebook, when I first seen that before I downloaded it, I thought you had taken something and just made designs and swirlies and stuff on it. But no, that's your olives and onions and different things on there. That is a really nice picture of that. That cover page here.
Thank you. Yeah, the photography, I'm not, you know, a pro at food photography, and that was one of the more surprising, you know, parts of this, because you know, for all these recipes, it was, you know, cook and take pictures. And I don't think you've cooked too many pizzas lately, but, you know, even just trying to get an even crust, it can be a little bit of a challenge. So we did the best we possibly could with just the raw materials and ingredients, and also just the final products. But there are not a lot of terribly perfect circles that showed up when things came out of the oven.
Right. Yeah, but I mean, you don't need it to be perfect anyway. It's the taste you're looking for.
For sure.
Yeah. I've had pizzas that slid in the box and they looked worse than, you know, but they're still good, you know. I mean, it didn't take no flavor away from it, that's for sure. So that's amazing, though. I mean, when I got that ebook, I said 46 pages. Wow. But, you know, then after I started looking at it, then what really surprised me is when you show how to make the dough and then you show how to make the sauces. And there that and then there's this BLT. I've never heard of a BLT pizza.
Yeah, that was one of the ones where I found that and decided to just go for it. I didn't have any experience with that before. Played around a little bit. I'm a big fan of mustard, so there's actually a bit of Dijon mustard in there, and I tend to go a little heavier on it. But I think the recipe that we have in there is probably pretty good for everyone. But yeah, I mean, it is a pizza that you can, you know, you can eat cold. That, you know, is pretty. It can be pretty good day after, and it's just a fun one to make. You know, if you have a helper in the kitchen, especially.
Right. Yeah. It sure is interesting. And so if anybody asks me for this ebook, it's okay to forward it to them. And
for sure. Definitely.
Give them your give them your Facebook page to, where they can leave a comment to it and have them do like a review for you.
Yeah, you know, they can personally reach out to me or you know, they can check out, we have a website, henleykitchen.com, and you know, we sell products there, but also just love trying to interact with customers. So yeah, would really love, you know, any pictures, any adjustments to the recipes and just general feedback.
Okay. Yep. And you know, just for a feedback, I mean, you're getting, what do you have, man, looks like 16. I just did a quick glance at it. It looks like you got 16 different pizzas on this ebook, and that's you know, for a little bit of feedback on what they think of the book, or each whatever recipe they tried or whatever. That's pretty cheap for a cookbook.
Yeah. I mean, my it won't be the end of the world if people, you know, don't give any feedback, but yeah, just trying to get it out there and see what people think. And I think it's something that I'm very interested in different kinds of cooking for different diets. And so I'm a little more interested in where to take things for vegetarians. People that are going, you know, low carb is interesting to me. And just like with dietary restrictions that people have, if the reception to this is good, I'd love to make another, you know, cookbook in the future with some of the other recipes that we've created for mainly using a 12-inch cast iron skillet.
All right. Yeah, I think that's what I've got. But I got the short one. I don't have the tall, you know, the 12-inch. And, you know, even with, like, for bread, you know, it's too small to make bread in it because there's no room for it, you know, to grow in there without pushing the lid up off of it. But I'm going to check into one of the larger 12-inch, the taller ones. Yeah, that way you can make about anything in them. But, yeah, if I'm going to make me a pizza, I would take, I believe I would try the, just looking at them, it's hard to tell. It's like going to a pizza place and looking at the menu.
Yeah, and going off
I like,
pictures.
yeah, I think a, I think pizza, a breakfast pizza would be the first thing I'd try. This sounds interesting. How many people get up and say, "What do you want for breakfast?" How about pizza? Okay.
No, I think that's a really cool, you know, that's more of a family one. I think it's a very cool family idea if you have a little extra time, especially if you've done like a little bit of prep beforehand. But that's just a fun
Right.
one. We're having pizza for breakfast, kids, and just a general surprise. But it is, you know, I haven't seen a lot of eggs on pizzas in the past, and it's just surprisingly good because it's just kind of like having a breakfast sandwich. It's just a one-sided sandwich.
Right. Now on this dough here, you said make a little ahead of time preparation. Can you make this dough and save it like for the next day? Some
Yes.
recipe?
So, yeah. So one of the I'm not sure if you're familiar with like in traditional pizza spots, but a lot of the major chain guys do something similar, which is they'll make the dough, but they'll let it rise over a few days, just kind of covered and so like and refrigerated, so kept cold. And so it is something where, you know, if you just wanted to prep well in advance and didn't want to deal with it for a while, we've noticed that 3 to 4 days tends to be, you know, perfect for just letting your crust like start to settle. And rise, sorry, rise and settle for you in a fridge.
Okay. Yeah. That's the only thing. Yeah. You know, a lot of food that you can make. We make chicken pot pies around Thanksgiving. You know, it's left over after we've had our chicken, or Christmas if we had chicken, and we make up these chicken pot pies and get them all in the pan and putting the dough on it and everything, and then we'd freeze it. And whenever we want one, we just take it out of the freezer and let it thaw out for a while and then stick it in the oven.
Oh,
And
yeah.
so that's why I was asking about that. I don't think you'd want to make the pizza completely and then freeze it or anything. I don't know if that'd work or not, but.
I have not tried. Most of my freezing comes with you know, with meat that I'm just, you know, waiting a little longer to eat. It's like it's when you do a little too much work at Costco and you realize that there's no way that, you know, you and your girlfriend can eat 6 pounds of ground beef in 1 week, or you're only going to be eating ground beef. Yeah, that's the only time I tend to freeze things.
Right. Okay, so you can get it all prepped up, keep it in the refrigerator. So, hey, we enjoyed having you on here today, Robert. It's been really interesting, and hope maybe we can get back on here sometime, maybe in the future there to give us some updates or some new recipes or whatever you're stirring up next on. And just want to let you know that this has been a wonderful episode.
Yes, James, thanks a lot for having me. And you know, as soon as we make another cookbook, I would love to share it with the group and maybe get back on here. So just thank you so much for having me.
Okay. Hey, you just keep up with me, and you've got my phone number. If anything you want to do this again sometime, you give me a call or leave a message to me on the group page, and we'll get back with you. All right. We've been talking with Robert Alexander on his Pizza Perfect ebook. And let me have that one more time. Let me have that address for your website.
Yeah, so it's Henley Kitchen, Henley Kitchen.com.
Okay. So you got any questions or we want to check out the store and everything, whatever, go ahead and go there and check it out. So, okay, Robert, appreciate it, man. You have a
Thank
good
you.
day.
You too, sir.
Bye.
Bye.